Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Action Formers podcast. This is the Naturopath's Corner with me, Maya, the naturopath. I am very happy to be here with you today and talk about supplements and how you can know if the supplement that you're taking is actually the right one for you. So, when should you take supplements? For how long? How do you know if a supplement is working? When I first meet a patient, I always ask for a list of all the supplements that they're taking, and oftentimes I am really surprised by how long these lists can be. And I mean, I've had patients with over 20 different supplements that they were all purchased by themselves without any professional sort of advice given about it. And we've all been there, right? We don't feel well, we feel, I don't know, 80%. And so we ask Google, or we hear a recommendation for a friend, or we read on some website some kind of recommendation for a supplement, and we're thinking, what can I lose? There are so many supplements with really well-known activities that nobody even thinks about, like vitamin C in the winter, or with COVID, how many people have been taking zinc and vitamin D all the time, like mixing probiotics with antibiotics. So sure, there are some cases in which there's really not an issue when it comes to taking a supplement by yourself, but that's not always the case. So how can we tell when we should be asking for advice from a professional before we actually start taking supplements? So let's try and create some order in this. Now, so first of all, what are supplements? Supplements are products which contain vitamins, minerals, amino acids, herbal components, or other nutritional components, which are made in a factory and aim at providing essential nutrients that we are not getting enough of in our nutrition. When do we need them? If you've ever been a patient of mine, then you know you've heard me say more than once, supplements are like crutches. When we break our leg, we definitely could use crutches. It will take the weight off our leg and allow your leg to heal efficiently. But once the leg has healed, there is no point in walking around with crutches. So there are situations in life for various reasons where we need more of a specific ingredient, or we can't consume enough of this ingredient through our diets. And when that happens, then taking a supplement is certainly a really easy band-aid that we can use, as long as we keep in mind that the goal is to get back to balance where we don't actually need to be taking the supplement forever. So how do we know how to wisely take these supplements? When I am considering whether or not a patient needs a specific supplement, there are always a few things that I think of. First thing is, how are they doing? How good is their health? Are there any background conditions or things that we need to know? Background conditions can affect our need for different supplements. For example, if you're a smoker, you're going to need more vitamin C, and often having a vitamin C supplement is very beneficial. But it's not just that. There are different herbs and different supplements that can affect different conditions. For example, rosemary, which is lovely for many, many people, can also increase blood pressure. So it won't be beneficial for people who have high blood pressure. It also might not be helpful for people who suffer from migraines. Echinacea, for example, one of the most effective herbs when it comes to treating viruses and infections of different types. But if you have an autoimmune condition, you really shouldn't be using echinacea. So we always want to know what is happening in the background. The second thing we want to know is, are you taking any medication? And that does include over-the-counter medicine. There are often interactions between different supplements and herbs and medicines. So there are supplements that can increase the activity of medicines, and there are supplements that can decrease the effectiveness of medicines. So that's not even mentioning the fact that you can actually have a contraindication, you can cause some kind of poisoning. So we definitely want to know that. We want to know when you're taking supplements. If you're taking several supplements, or if you're taking supplements as well as medications, or you just want to make sure that you're getting the most out of the supplement that you're taking, sometimes we're going to ask to separate supplements from each other. Sometimes we're going to ask to separate food from specific supplements. And sometimes we're going to want to have things specifically together. For example, if we're taking iron supplements, then we would have you avoid having dairy alongside the supplement, because that can decrease the absorption of the iron. What we would like you to have alongside it, however, is some vitamin C. So we want to make sure that you're taking the supplements at the right times. The fourth thing that we want to know is if there are different parts that we would use, or different variations of a specific supplement. For example, if we're looking at omega-3, we can have plant-based omega-3, we can have animal-based omega-3s, and we can have different ratios of the two different fatty acids, DHA and EPA. And accordingly, these supplements will be beneficial for different people. Lots of different supplements have different forms, which have different forms of absorption. For example, B12 can be methylcobalamin, and it can be cyanocobalamin. And I, for example, wouldn't recommend cyanocobalamin. I would recommend methylcobalamin, but that's for a different day. And there can also be, when it comes to herbs, different parts of the plant that we use, which can have a very different effect. For example, nettle, which I love using. If you use the leaves, you have one effect, but if you use the root of the plant, you have a completely, it works for a completely different thing. Dandelions are the same. If you use the dandelion seeds and the dandelion roots, you get very different effects. So we want to be sure that we're using the right form for you. The fifth thing to notice is dosages. So personally, I always start at the absolute lowest effective dose, because I like to allow the body to adjust, and I'd like to avoid any kind of side effects if that's possible. But also because a lot of times that the packaging will have quite a high dose, higher than I think is necessary, just like shampoos will often say, shampoo twice. I've never shampooed twice in my life. I've never felt the need to. Maybe some people do, I don't know. But not everybody needs to, is what I'm trying to say. And there's lots of cases in which I can see that when you get the right supplement, then you are able to use a low dose and still see a positive impact. So there's lots of different things. And another thing that you should notice is how taking a supplement actually feels. Does it feel better? Does it feel worse? Do you not feel anything? So, okay, sure, a lot of us won't feel anything immediately when we take a supplement. I have never met anyone who immediately noticed when they started taking B12. It takes time before you can feel the effects, especially if you've got a proper deficiency. Unless you take a very high dose that will cause what we call stomach intolerance with vitamin C, usually above 2 grams a day of vitamin C, you'll start having loose bowel movements, and then you know you've had enough. But if you've taken a gram, you probably won't notice any massive effects. So I would love for you to pay attention and try and notice, does the supplement help you or does it not? I've often had to ask people who come, especially with, exactly like I said at the beginning, people who have started taking a supplement because of a friend recommended or because the internet recommended. You start taking a supplement and you don't really notice a difference. And then it's been months and you're still taking it. If you are still not feeling a difference after taking something for months, are you sure that this is the right supplement for you? I would say probably not. If you started taking a supplement and you don't feel well, stop taking it and ask your practitioner right away if the side effect that you are familiar with, that you are struggling with, is familiar and will pass by itself, or maybe this is just the wrong one for us. Personally, I think before taking supplements, speak to a naturopath who specializes in this area, because we're really good at saying, yeah, you can try that, that might be very helpful for you. Or we can say, I've never seen that one work for people with your specific condition. Or maybe it will be something along the lines of, let's try this and see if it works, and see how you're feeling and see how you're doing and see the changes. But as you know, because I've said this at the beginning, supplements are crutches. The point is to try and reach a balanced state of being in which your nutrition provides you with everything you need in order to be healthy. Of course, there will be some outliers. If you're on a vegan diet, if you're on a ketogenic diet, any of these, like, specific, if you've got celiac, you might need supplements on a more regular basis. But most people can get absolutely everything they need from their nutrition without having to use supplements. And if you ask me, that's a much yummier, cheaper, and overall better way to live when it comes to well-being. At least that's my point of view when it comes to that. But please be sure that you don't, if you're taking over 5 supplements, then you should be consulting with somebody who knows what they're talking about, because there's so much information. I quite recently had a patient come in with high blood pressure. And I suspect that the reason she has high blood pressure is because it started and she read online that she should be taking licorice root. Now, licorice root has forms, like I said. So you can get licorice root and you can get something called DGL. The DGL version of licorice is one that won't raise your blood pressure, but regular licorice will raise your blood pressure. I suspect that the reason she had high blood pressure was to do with the licorice root, because once we took her off that, her blood pressure miraculously went down. That's why it's really important not to just follow generic advice and ask and see. There's a reason we study this for a long time. Is all I'm gonna say. So if you have any questions, please reach out through the website or email me, and I will be happy to answer questions if I can. And I wish you all a very good day.